AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See site for details.
Good morning. It's 10:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup, and KSL's top local story, same as it's been all morning. There's some rain out there. Runners enjoying the Salt Lake City Marathon, though, and along the route, KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live. Peter, what's going on at this late hour?
Well, Dan, we have a winner. James Bryant has won the Salt Lake City Marathon in 2 hours, 30 minutes, 14 seconds, and a few others finished right behind him. We have a DPS helicopter flying over us, as it has been all afternoon. And these runners have, of course, had rain on their bodies, and Seth Wold of Lehigh, who finished second, also said they had Boston on their minds, and he noticed this extra police presence.
I think that the marathon gods were crying for Boston, maybe. I just feel blessed to be able to run. We saw people checking in garbage cans and a lot more police along the way. We appreciate their vigilance and their care.
But this race isn't over yet. In about an hour from now, at the 4-hour, 9-minute mark, some runners who are running together will finish the marathon at that time in honor of the Boston marathoners who lost their lives or were severely maimed, who couldn't finish the race at that time. That's when the explosions happened on Monday. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
A new study finds homeschooled kids get quite a bit more sleep each night than their public and private school counterparts. KSL's Andy Farnsworth has that story.
A first-of-its-kind study finds homeschool kids get 90 minutes more sleep per night on average than those in traditional schools. That translates to almost an entire night's sleep each week traditional students are losing out on. Dr. Kevin Walker of the U of U Sleep Center says that can put them at a learning disadvantage.
When you're looking at the ability to focus and concentrate, to learn new material, the ability to remember things, sleep's very imperative to that.
He says it can also factor into obesity.
Sleep deprivation really disrupts some of the body's natural hunger hormones and signaling.
Walker says the ideal amount for kids and especially teens is 8 to 9 hours each night. Andy Farnsworth, KSL News Radio.
A major priority for Cottonwood Heights Police is keeping drivers' eyes and mind on the road and not their smartphone. Cottonwood Heights Police Sergeant Scott Peck says there are certain places police are more likely to spot drivers breaking the law.
Oh, I can slow down. I can hurry and check that text that I just got, or maybe quickly send one. And that's when it's closer to intersections, it's easy to see them holding it up to their face, driving with their knees, texting or dialing.
There's a major effort by Cottonwood Police to convince drivers not to text and drive at the same time this summer. Coming up on KSL News Radio, it's still wet, maybe some sun later. We'll check your KSL forecast coming up. KSL News Time, 10:06.
Utah's Afternoon News with Scott and Maria.
I don't consider criminal background checks to be gun control. I think it's just common sense.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life,
your health.
If you're a full-time care provider for a loved one with Alzheimer's or any form of dementia, you experience stress in a unique and sometimes overwhelming way. Add kids on top of that, and well, sometimes you just need a break before you break. Some people have family and friends to help out, but not everyone is so fortunate. For anyone who needs a little assistance, there is help for you, and it's free. Birch Creek Home Care and Hospice has collaborated with Weber Human Services, Davis County Family Health and Senior Services, and the Alzheimer's Association Utah Chapter to offer caregivers a break at 10 different senior center locations throughout Weber, Davis, and Morgan counties. Each center offers a 3-hour break, taking care of your loved one while providing them with socialization and cognitive activities, all supervised by a Birch Creek staff member with a CNA in attendance. As a caregiver, you need to take care of yourself and give yourself the break you deserve. You've probably heard that before. Now, for the benefit of your whole family, do something about it. For information on dates, locations, and times, call 801-389-0473.
A browser.
Everything in the trailer has to make the movie.
And why take out the big explosion?
Yeah, because usually everything that is the best of the movie is right in the trailer.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships in the KSL Traffic Center. Here's Charles Moran.
Well, we have an accident on the 7th East on-ramp to Interstate 80. That is blocking the right lane of traffic. And no other problems that I can see up and down the Wasatch Front. Good drive in Utah County. No problems on Valley Freeways. And a good commute coming in from Davis and Weber counties. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wasatch Front weather, we're looking at, well, lots of showers today, at least for the meantime. And then we'll have some clearing a little later on. It says sunshine later today, and then tonight clear and 40. Tomorrow, 63, and mostly sunny on the way for Sunday. In downtown Salt Lake at Triad Center, 42 degrees at 10:09. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Maria Chalance, along with USU Extension horticulturist Tom Bettis, and we are at the open house at State Group Parks and Landscape Center, 2350 South, 19th West in West Haven. And Tom, there is no lack of food here.
There is
food aplenty. They've decorated a hot dog for you. So
yes, they brought these hot dogs in, and these are not the cheap mystery meat hot dogs that are a buck a pack. These are good hot dogs.
We want you to come see us. Nick Mahosky is joining us right now. And Nick, you guys do a lot of things out here. We've been talking about all your products, but tell us what you do.
So here today we're offering landscape products. The company as a whole has always offered concrete, ready mix, asphalt, aggregates. So that's kind of the staple of our business. This is kind of the specialty, the retail end of our business. We like people to come out and see what we have.
Right. They can. We should tell people again that this is right off of 19th West, and you take the little street that is just south of the big sign that says Staker Parson there.
Correct. Yeah, the electric marquee.
And come to the end of the lot, and as you drive back here, it's pretty impressive when you drive back, and Tom was mentioning this, just what a huge selection you have of these specialty products. Right, Tom?
Yes, I was amazed. There's two different areas right next to each other that they just have full of all these different aggregates out there, the rock. And I'd never seen, I imagined I was in Las Vegas or St. George or something where this rock is a lot more common. But there's, if you need a color, they have it.
Yep. Decorative gravel, topsoil, bark, mulch, building stone, flagstone, boulders. We have just about anything you can need to complete a landscape project.
Right. And if people bring in their measurements, you get a better idea of what the cost is going to be to them.
Yeah, absolutely. If they have their measurements, we can figure out exactly how much they need, depending on the product, depending on the quantity. So.
Okay, today only 15% off, and plus you have a lot of open house fun stuff, too, as hot dogs, of course, we've talked about.
Yep, rock creatures, hot dogs, planting seeds in our box garden mix. Take home and plant them.
So bring the kids, have some fun this afternoon, absolutely. Have a hot dog. Now, we've had a bit of a break in the weather, and thanks for having us here today.
Yeah, thank you.
And again, we are at the open house, Staker Parson Landscape Center in West Haven. That's at 2350 South and 19th West. Tom, let's start the show out and talk about gardens. A lot of people are just itching to plant, and they have to be really careful because it's a little too cool to plant certain kinds of things. But vegetable gardens, one of our callers the last segment was talking about, can I plant, we only have so much space in those vegetable gardens, can I plant my tomatoes in the same place? And your advice to her and to me
was try not to. The first thing you mentioned about planting right now, it is not time to plant your warm season vegetables unless you have a way to keep them warm. They need to be insulated somehow. And so there's a saying that Larry used to use, and you hear it in the nursery industry all the time, but plant early, plant often. And the nurseries and garden centers don't want you to fail at all. And if you want to try the tomatoes, I'm sure that they will sell them to you, because there are a lot of folks that will try to protect them. But just remember that saying that plant early, plant often. If you put your tomatoes in now and do nothing to protect them, you might plant another two times.
Right. I like to put my tomatoes in now, but it's really the only thing I plant this early because I like to put out my walls of water. And
yes,
then I know I have a longer growing season.
Yes, and so you are protecting them as they should be. And so as far as the question of what should you do if you don't have a lot of space, if you have raised beds, you can actually pretty easily take the soil out and replace it every couple of years. And so if you put tomatoes in 2 years in a row, a lot of times it's not a problem because you're swapping that soil out often enough. But in those small spaces where you can't remove the soil, then you're going to have to rotate as much as you can, even though it might just be every other year. Do what you can, and then in those situations, preferably use hybrid tomatoes that are specifically bred to be disease resistant as compared to a lot of the older heirlooms that may not be.
Okay, heirlooms have just taken on, let me give the numbers before I ask you this. 575-8255 if you have a question for the Greenhouse Show, 470-5751 in Utah County, and 670-5751 in Weber and Davis counties. This is a good time to call because the phones are a little bit quiet, but I have plenty of questions, Ton. So heirloom tomatoes, they have really, I mean, these have been around for a long time, but they're really popular right now. What's the deal with
that? They are. Every time I'm, if you look at my frame, I'm a huge Food Network fan. I like to eat. And every time I watch Food Network or some of these other cooking shows, instead of just saying, we added tomatoes, it's always, we added organic heirloom tomatoes. And the reason they're so popular is that there's a lot of varieties out there, and you can get flavor and texture differences that are a lot more subtle than a lot of the hybrids available today. And
that
so
Cherokee purple.
It is, Cherokee purple.
Oh, my goodness.
And so if you were to go get a Celebrity or an Early Girl tomato, they would have that good tomato flavor, but it's not as nuanced as some of these other older varieties. You know, my dad's a huge fan of the Amish Brandywine, mm-hmm. which a lot of people consider, for a beefsteak type tomato, the tomato that the flavor is compared to for all others. And so these heirlooms are nice because they offer up a lot of different colors and flavors that you can't sometimes get in the hybrids.
Right. You've never had a BLT till you've had a BLT with one of those Cherokee purples.
Yeah.
It is totally a different experience than a regular tomato.
It is. It is. And, you know, and I hesitate to say this is the best one or that one is because...
Oh, there's a huge variety.
Yeah, and tastes are so different among people. But, you know, we hear about wine connoisseurs and things and how the different nuanced flavors and things, well, the same holds true for tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. And everybody has their favorite. I mean, Ethan Millard, if you talk to him, the Mr. Stripey is just pretty
yes.
much the only way to go. So it's fun to talk about those things because it's fun to, you know, have that connection and then talk about things that make your food good. And you talked about varieties in salad. When you see different colors of tomatoes in a salad, it does change your eating experience.
It does. And, you know, one thing that folks don't realize is some of the common tomatoes right now are heirloom. Someone mentioned earlier, just in the last segment, the yellow pear.
Mm-hmm.
That's an heirloom tomato that adds excellent texture and color to a salad, and it has really good tomato flavor. And so if you have the black creme and the Mr. Stripey's and the yellow pear and some of these others, then not only, you know, are they really healthy, you got those flavor differences, but they can really dress up your cooking and add that extra pop to it as compared to just using regular tomatoes.
Right, I have different purposes for my tomatoes. I have to plant at least a couple aromas for my salsa. You know, I have to have at least one of the bigger, the better boy or whatever they are, the early ones mm-hmm. for my, you know, my hamburgers. There are reasons to plant different kinds of tomatoes.
There are. Now, one thing we should bring up with the heirlooms is they're oftentimes not as productive as hybrid. And my dad, I use him as my experiment station, and sometimes I don't know if he's really thrilled about it, but I had him put in 30 or 40 heirloom tomatoes, and he was just afraid, what are we going to do with all these? How are we going to can them all? It's just me and your mom. You guys are going to have to come help us. But it turned out that they were only about half as productive as the hybrids he usually grew, such as the Early Girls, the Better Boys, and some of these Celebrities and mm-hmm. things. And so if you grow your heirlooms, expect lower yields out of them.
Seems like they did really, really well at the beginning of the season and then kind of tapered off and then came back strong at the end.
Yes, and they're a little bit more impacted by the temperatures and things. Now, one new innovation I've been seeing in a lot of the garden centers, and they are more expensive, is that folks have been grafting, or companies have been grafting heirloom tomatoes on hybrid roots.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get the vigor from the roots of a hybrid, but you can increase your yields by a third or half and still get the heirloom tomatoes. I had some master gardeners up in Logan last year grow heirlooms, and they grafted them themselves on the tomato root stock, and they did double the yields of what they normally, and because they had the regular heirloom on its own roots. And so those were going to become more and more common so that we can increase those yields again for them.
Now, Velva in Linden has a question about heirlooms. Let's let her join in the conversation here. Good morning, Velva.
Good morning. Thank you.
What can we help you with?
Well, you're talking about heirloom tomatoes, and I know there's other plants. My question is, we hear so much about the modified, genetically modified seeds. You're talking hybrids. I know there's a difference in them, but I'm hearing so much confusion about the GMOs not being healthy, poison, whatever. Can you clear me up a little bit on what
it
that
is? It does get kind of scary.
It does get confusing.
They're messing with our food, you know?
Yes, and so the three classes or three types of seed available out there, the GMO stuff is not even available to the public, and so and there's not been a lot of GMO work on tomatoes. So as far as the GMO, and that's genetically modified organisms, and that's
right.
When they're purposely inserting a gene to induce some sort of resistance, whether it's drought tolerance or disease resistance or pest
resistance.
The difference between the hybrid and the GMO is that the hybrid is they're taking two closely related strains of tomato. And it might be related species or related strains, and then they cross them. And I don't want to get into all the genetics, but the result is known. And if you've ever eaten a celebrity or an early growth tomato, you've eaten a hybrid tomato, and they've been around in common since after World War II. So an example of this in the animal world that we're a lot more familiar with is that if you cross a horse and a donkey, you get a mule, and that's a hybrid. And so it's not anything that's brand new, and I'm not so fearful of the hybrid plants, although, as we mentioned, as compared to the heirlooms, you may breed out some subtle flavor things. And so that's for up to you to decide. Now, on the heirlooms, what those are is they're called open-pollinated into where folks over time developed genetically stable strains that that usually pollinate themselves, or we can manipulate them and cause them to pollinate themselves. We can harvest the seed and then they come back true to type every year. And so a lot of the plants that we find out there, a lot of the beets are still open pollinated varieties, some of the older tomatoes we've talked about. And so by default, all of the heirlooms are open pollinated, although there's some modern varieties that are also open pollinated.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Well, it kind of does, yes. Thank you.
It's really complicated for me, though, Ton. It's the reason I didn't
do
so well
there
in biology.
There is a fact sheet online at USU. If you Google USU and saving seed, it'll bring up and explain the differences in these.
Oh, perfect. So I can actually go look at it and touch it.
And,
okay.
Yes.
And you're listening to the KSL Greenhouse live from the open house at Staker Parson Landscape Center. We'll come back with a check of your traffic in just a minute.
Celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd as Dave's Bernina joins the Bernina Company and millions of people worldwide in helping preserve a clean and healthy environment. During April 18th through the 22nd, Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo will be offering 4 years no-interest financing on select Bernina models until 2017. See store for details.
Dave's Bernina, serving Utah County since 1960. Father and sons, a family business. Let's ask Richard Borgett more about it.
We service all brands. Any machine that you're frustrated with and you feel like used to work great, but it's just not the same anymore, then bring it in and we'll help you. I think it's time to come look at a Bernina. See how sewing can be fun again.
Free classes and a warranty with every new and used Bernina purchase.
Hey, Bernina.
268 West Center Street in Provo and at the corner of 7th East and St. George Boulevard. Check us out at Twitter, Facebook, and davesbernina.com.
dealerships, and here's Dan Jessup.
I have a couple of problems out there. I-80 westbound, about 7th East, there's an accident there. It's causing some slowdowns and probably will be cleared sometime after 10:30. Also, with all the rain in the valley, yeah, we have some snow up Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. They're restricted to vehicles with chains or four-wheel drives. Dan Jessup in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the showers we're seeing this morning will taper off this afternoon. Tomorrow, a beautiful day and warmer, 62 degrees with sunshine. Monday, 53 degrees. Those clouds move back in, and that's why it's going to be so much cooler on Monday. And then the rest of the week warming up way up to 67 by Friday. Right now, 47 degrees downtown.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher, don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches, well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News and Intermountain Healthcare are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and record all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on how to recover from debt or get help in developing a budget, contact the NFCC to reach a certified counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. A public service message from the NFCC.
Dial now to get the help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. That's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
We are at the open house of Staker Parson Landscape Center in West Haven. That's at 2350 South, 19th West. Enjoying some delicious hot dogs if you'd like to come out and join us. 15% off all of their products today. So this is a great time to come down and see us. Todd, let's check in with Cynthia in Harriman. And good morning, Cynthia.
Hi.
What can we help you with today?
I have kind of a two-part question. We have a north-facing house, and I have quite a bit of moss growing in my flower beds all the time, even in the hot summer. The flower beds get watered with the grass by the sprinklers. I'm wondering if this is because Harriman has clay soil, what I can do to improve the drainage of the soil, if the neutral mulch that you've been talking about would help that problem.
There are several things that you should look at with this, and one is do the lawn sprinklers just overlap the flower beds and there's nothing you can do to water those beds separately?
Yeah, they do. They do overlap.
You can, over time, improve drainage quite a bit using compost. NutriMulch is a good one. There's others out there that will work fine also.
Okay.
So incorporate 2 or 3 inches a year until you're happy with the soil, and that over time that soil will break up a little bit and allow the water to drain in a little better, but being also in that much shade, that also can create the moss. Now if you hit one of the local garden centers or farm stores, you should be able to find a product called Moss Out.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it's either an iron or a magnesium product, and you can sprinkle that on the ground and it should at least temporarily kill the moss.
Okay, and the other part of my question is, on that north side, it's a part sun, part shady little corner. I have a burning bush, and that bush in the spring will start growing its leaves. It looks nice and healthy, and then as summer progresses and it gets hot, all those leaves turn brown and it looks dead.
Do you see webbing inside the burning bush when it starts to go brown on you?
I
would suspect that if it leaves out green and then turns brown in the middle and late summer, that you do have spider mites.
Oh, okay.
And you could take some of those leaves into your local extension office. What city are you in?
In Harriman.
In Harriman. So you're in Utah County.
Yes.
And so you could bring those, Salt Lake, excuse me. So
yep.
If it's closer, you could bring those into the Provo Extension office in the old courthouse area or into the Salt Lake County building and have them take a look. And they can get those leaves under a dissecting scope to see those little beasties a little better. But if you say burning bush, it almost goes hand in hand with spider mite. And it's just,
okay. It's
sometimes they're like a big buffet for the spider mites, but they can be controlled.
All right. That was wonderful. I appreciate your help.
Thanks, Cynthia. Enjoy your day. We are going to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. When we come back, we have Rhea in Weber who will be up next, and then Bill in Sandy. And the KSL Greenhouse coming to you from the open house of Staker Parson Landscape Center, 2350 South, 19th West in West Haven. They're going to feed you lunch if you'd like some lunch, hot dog and some pop and some popcorn. And I think we've eaten everything out here today. Join us, 15% off on all their products today. We'll be right back.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend?
Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child?
Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Almost 8,600 plants? Now that's a selection. At Red Butte Garden, their annual plant sale serves as a garden fundraiser. And with almost 8,600 plants ready for sale, you will find what you're looking for. Vegetables and heirlooms, roses, perennials, natives, and shrubs. This selection and plant experts will help you get garden ready. Join the annual Spring Plant Sale for garden members only, Friday, May 3rd from 1 to 8 p.m. Not a member? You can join before you shop. Or stop by the next day, May 4th from 9 to 3. That's the time for the public to enjoy the choices. Trust this, it will be a spring sale to remember. That's the Red Butte Garden Annual Plant Sale, May 3rd and 4th in Cottoms Grove, near the Red Butte Garden Amphitheater. This is the only venue of its type, so make time to support them. Visit redbuttegarden.org for more information. redbuttegarden.org.
And 10:31 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. Hey, be careful out there. There's some standing water on the freeway. Nobody's standing, though, at the Salt Lake Marathon today. The runners know the suspect in the Boston attacks is in custody. A good mood prevails as KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports live on the scene.
And then we have some news here. The women's winner of the Salt Lake Marathon is Becky Sondag of Casper, Wyoming, who finished in about 3 hours, 8 minutes. And she's run Boston 3 times, Salt Lake 4 times, and yet Sondag has never seen bomb-sniffing dogs on a train before a race. She thinks marathoning has changed forever.
All of the extra added security that everybody's going to feel obligated to kind of put in place now is going to raise the prices of it. It's going to make everything harder. But we're Americans. We find a way.
James Bryant won for the men in 2 hours, 30 minutes, 14 seconds. All the runners have said that they have Boston on their minds and that many are fundraising for that city's recovery efforts. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
And Salt Lake Marathon Director Steve Bingham says runners here in Salt Lake City are now much relieved that both of the suspects in the Boston bombings are either dead or in custody.
I think it shows people that, you know, if anybody is trying to do acts of terrorism like that, you know, at a big public event, that, you know, you're going to be held responsible.
Marathon organizers noticed an increase in registration for today's marathon since this week's Boston's bombings. Heavy relief this morning after the second suspect was arrested. Boston Mayor Tom Menino expressed his gratitude to law officers and all of the agencies involved.
I feel so good about this, I tell you. I'm so happy because the people are greater Boston area, I'll be able to sleep tonight.
And Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis thanks all of his colleagues.
It makes me proud to be a Boston police officer. It makes me proud to be a part of this team.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, we're going to take a look at this rainy weather. And is some sunshine on the way? KSL weather next. KSL News Time, 10:34.
Breaking news.
The way they just walked in made it seem suspicious, like they knew whose car they was going into.
On KSL News Radio.
Regrets? Oh, we're all going to have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're going to wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your 3-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd. As Dave's Bernina joins the Bernina Company and millions of people worldwide in helping preserve a clean and healthy environment. During April 18th through the 22nd, Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo will be offering 4 years no-interest financing on select Bernina models until 2017. See store for details.
Dave's Bernina, serving Utah County since 1960. Father and Sons, a family business. Let's ask Richard Borgett more about it.
We service all brands. Any machine that you're frustrated with and you feel like used to work great, but it's just not the same anymore, then bring it in and we'll help you. I think it's time to come look at a Bernina. See how sewing can be fun again.
Free classes and a warranty with every new and used Bernina purchase.
Hey, Bernina.
268 West Center Street in Provo and at the corner of 7th East and St. George Boulevard. Check us out at Twitter, Facebook, and davesbernina.com.
With Doug Wright, news from the web in the afternoon on the browser, nightside, all night long. Listen each time you hit the car to KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Just a reminder to not drive around the area of the Salt Lake Marathon. Now, that map showing the whole marathon route is online. You can download it at KSL.com. Hope kind of around the traffic as folks continue to run and other people will be exiting the area. In the meantime, no accidents to report. There is some snow in the canyons, though, and standing water on the freeway. So please be careful out there. Rain will continue for a while. Then we're predicting some sunshine for later on today. 55 the high, 40 tonight, and tomorrow up to 63. Start your seedlings with Sutherland's huge selection of seeds, soil, peat pots, and more. It's at Sutherland's. In downtown Salt Lake, 43 at 1037. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The KSL Greenhouse. Become a master gardener, or at least make your neighbors jealous with KSL News Radio.
Chalaos along with Tom Bettis, and we are enjoying the open house out at Staker Parson Landscape Center. This is in West Haven at 2350 South and 19th West. Brent Burr is Vice President of Sales, and he joins us now. And this is really a terrific time to come in because today only 15% off everything.
Yeah, 15% here at Landscape Centers. And as you guys pull in here and you see these big hot plants, ready mix plants, and a lot of equipment in the yard. This is a part of our business that we really enjoy, and we feel we service the public with this business. We also have, we're a large construction company, and we have, asphalt, ready mix, anything you need for driveways and things at your homes and developments. So, but this piece of our business, we just feel that, it gets us connected with the public, and we love having these guys in here. We have a great group of people here.
They are so friendly. Yeah. Every one of them have just been so nice.
Brent, when I worked at the garden center, we didn't carry pea gravel, and the primary place I'd send folks was to the Staker Parson pit up off 89, and just go up there, you can get it inexpensively, and they'll load you right up, and so I've had some experience with some of your rock product, but I've been amazed at the amount of stuff out there.
Yeah, and what we found, back in the day, we were sending folks to our pits to pick up these products. We felt for safety and a number of other reasons, variety and just basic sales that, if we opened up these landscape centers and brought folk here instead of the pits, it would be much more convenient for them and safer for them and us. And so that's one of the reasons we set them up.
As you come down the drive here on the south side of your main building, I really like how you've done it because you have a display. I want to call it a display area, but you have a landscaped area that gives people kind of an idea of what they can do. And then they start to see all the variety of products as they drive in.
Right. In Ogden here, we have a small display that shows that. We have a display of all the different rocks you can come by. Down in Salt Lake at our Beck Street facility, much, much bigger display down there. We're also moving to a new location there, a new building that will have a bunch more products available to the folks, water bubblers and ponds and fire pits and things like that.
Yeah, you mentioned serving the public, and you're doing that today. You're serving us hot dogs and soft drinks. And
they're not cheap hot dogs, so they're good ones.
Yeah, we've got it all here for you. We enjoy the public coming in. We got hot dogs for you. We got, these kids are out here building these rock dolls, and I've seen some pretty cool looking rock dolls out there.
So you want to come out and see us. Again, thanks for having us here today.
Thank you very much,
Casey. We are at Staker Parson Landscape Center. It's the open house, 2350 South and 19th West here in Ogden. And Tom, let's take our next caller. This is Rhea in Weber. And hi, Rhea. What can we help you with?
Yes, I have a flower bed in front of my house that for some reason one end of it the neighborhood cats love. And every year I try to dig that out and put new dirt in, but it seems like they still gravitate to that area. How do I need to prepare that, and then how do I need to get the cats to stay out?
Do you have a BB gun?
Don!
I'm sorry. We'll back up and try some other solutions first.
It'll be my dad's solution.
My grandpa, I think, sits out in his backyard waiting for cats and squirrels sometimes. But seriously, there are some things you can do, and there's a lot of different solutions out there that folks will try. Do you have I don't know if you have the luxury or not, but one thing I've tried that's worked is stringing fishing line in a grid pattern every 4 or 5 inches, and as those cats try to scratch, it makes them mad, and they go. A dog, if you could borrow a neighbor's dog even to park there and just kind of feed it a little bit and keep it happy, that dog will keep the cats away too.
I'll loan you my buddy, my pit bull.
Yeah, and that could work. And then there are some products you can get from garden centers to help keep the cats out, also some spray away things that, although I don't know if they're really scientifically verified, I've talked to a lot of folks that have had success with them that you could give a try.
Okay. Do I need to dig that all out and get rid of everything that's there?
No.
So soil.
It's just fertilizer, right?
Yeah, it's just fertilizer. And I mean, the animal, the animal manures aren't necessarily bad. They're not as, I won't call them as good, but we prefer the herbivore manures like cow, sheep, chickens, whatever. But if it's there, you can scoop it out, but it's not going to be a big harm to the soil.
It's not toxic.
No. And then the other thing I should recommend is that you can find motion detector sprinklers when something runs past, it'll blast whatever runs past it. Those can be $50 or $60, $70, but I've seen those at some local retailers, and they can work very well also.
Okay. Somebody told me orange peels would keep them out, but that doesn't.
No.
Orange peels, cayenne, catnip.
Yeah.
None of those things, Tom?
Catnip would attract them.
Yeah.
That catnip, unfortunately, is almost like marijuana to cats.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should have worded that differently, but if you've ever seen a cat and catnip, you'll understand.
Yes.
It's intoxicating. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. But, okay, does marigolds help? Will that keep them out?
No, I've seen many cats hiding in marigolds.
They love those, too.
They seem to. And the plant cover, if you get it thick enough that they can't scratch around, that may help.
Okay.
The fishing line, the dog, the sprinkler, those are all things I've seen work.
Okay, cat traps will help, though.
Or the BB gun.
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Uh-huh, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take a call from Bill in Sandy. Hi, Bill.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just a quick question. You were talking earlier about rotating the location of tomato plants, and I was wondering if you were speaking specifically of tomatoes or vegetables in general, and specifically cucumbers.
Anything that you grow in your garden you want to rotate so that you don't have it in the same spot more than about 1 out of 3 years.
Does it steal something out of the soil, or why?
There gets to be a buildup of diseases and pests in the soil, and especially the tomatoes can get that to where I've seen people grow tomatoes in the same spot for about 10 years, and they could, because they did that, you could not plant another tomato there for another 20 or 30 to let the soil diseases break down a little bit, and the population of those break down. And so even on the squash and things, you want to be careful that you don't follow squash with cucumbers because they're in the same family. And so you've got to rotate families and not just specific crops. So the peppers, tomatoes, and eggplants and potatoes are all closely related. And if you can avoid following them up, then do that. And I know that there's limitations on space and things, and you just have to do the best you can.
I've broken all the rules.
Well, fortunately, your soil is usually pretty forgiving.
Yeah, as long as you don't have diseases, does
yes.
it matter?
Well, the diseases will come if it's repeatedly done.
Okay. Does that help?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. We're going to take a question from right here at Staker Parson. Is it Delos?
Delos.
How are you today?
Good.
What can we help you with?
If you carefully apply a glyphosate product to grasses that are in raspberries and our asparagus, as it kills that grass, is it going to translocate into the root system of the... I know glyphosate has no ground action, but I'm...
It will not translocate into the roots because it is broken down very quickly in the soil. The thing you have to be careful of is if those raspberries are actively growing and getting on the foliage... there's a caution there. And then also, because the glyphosate has surfactants in it that help it get into leaves, sometimes those surfactants with repeated application can get into actual plants. And so if you're going to use glyphosate to control the grasses, do it when the raspberries are dormant and try not to do it more than about once a year.
Okay. Does that help?
There is another over-the-top two that High Yield puts out, I believe who makes it, but over-the-top two does have a vegetable and fruit, or at least a fruit label on it. And off the top of my head, I need to check it to see if raspberries are there. I know strawberries are, and you may be able to selectively take the grass out of those raspberries with over the top too later on in the season.
What's the active ingredient there?
Flazofop, I believe.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You know, I just keep trying to dig those grasses out. Do those really work? Do the over-the-top and those kinds of products really work?
It depends on the kind of grass. And it's funny, because over-the-top...
I'm talking about the grass that grows in the yard
yes.
and ends up the roots up in the flower
yes,
bed.
And that's usually Kentucky bluegrass. And if you look at the labels on over-the-top and post and Ornamec, you'll find that Kentucky bluegrass is not labeled as a species controlled.
Oh.
And so it yellows them, and it takes repeated application sometimes to actually knock out Kentucky bluegrass, but a lot of other grasses are on there that also could potentially get into those raspberries.
Okay, we're going to take a break because we need to check your traffic again. And this is the KSL Greenhouse coming to you live from the open house of Staker Parson Landscape Center, 2350 South and 1900 West in Ogden. They've got free hot dogs and today only 15% off all of their products. We hope you'll come out and see us.
I'm Utah Attorney Jim Gilland, and I believe you should live your life without the threat of the IRS infecting your every thought, making you lose sleep, ruining your relationships, or your health. My mission is to know all the ins and outs of IRS tax law and use that knowledge to help you resolve your tax problems. Not every tax issue is the same. What may seem to be a small detail can make a big difference in results. We take the time to learn about your situation so that you can get the best results possible. There's no reason that you should have to face the IRS on your own. One call, one face-to-face meeting, one decision could change everything for you. At my law office, our goal is to completely understand your IRS issues. You don't have to live in fear.
I'm Bill Gephardt, and we have investigated the way the Gillen Law Firm treats its clients. As a result, the Gillen Law Firm is Gephardt approved.
Call 801-444-9302 or go to UtahTaxAttorney.pro. We'll help you get your life back.
A neglected, spoiled girl. Sickness and tragedy. A little magic and renewed family love will be revealed in Centerpoint Theater's production of The Secret Garden, April 22nd through May 18th. The tale begins with an orphan, Mary Lennox, who was grief-stricken by the loss of her wealthy parents and is sent away to England to a family estate. Lonely Mary happens onto a secret garden where she learns kindness, compassion, and friendship.
Hey, oh. Hello there, Mary.
The Secret Garden, April 22nd through May 18th, will delight audiences with some of Broadway's most beautiful music.
All that garden needs is for us to come wake it up.
And is sure to be a treat for children and grown-ups alike.
Matchmaker, matchmaker.
For more information on Centerpoint Legacy Theater's season lineup, including Fiddler on the Roof, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, Into the Woods, and The Secret Garden, visit CenterpointTheater.org. Centerpoint Legacy Theater, Broadway magic, Utah style.
Well, let's check in with Dan Jessup in the KSL Traffic Center. Dan? We'll come back to Dan in just a couple of minutes on KSL News Radio.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships, and we have Dan Jessup standing by.
Around the valley as we make our way all through the, I guess the traffic around the marathon is in pretty good shape. No real problems there. Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons requiring chains or four-wheel drive vehicles. As you drive in those areas, probably some snow falling up the canyons. And other than that, our other accident on 7th East looks like it's cleared away. Dan Jessup in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast for the Wasatch Front. The storm's tapering off, but today the high only 55 degrees, some partial sunshine in the afternoon. Tomorrow, a beautiful day, though, mostly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. On Monday, a few clouds coming back with the high near 53. But we move up into nearly 70 degrees by Friday, 67 on Friday, 46 degrees downtown.
Celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd as Dave's Bernina joins the Bernina Company and millions of people worldwide in helping preserve a clean and healthy environment. During April 18th through the 22nd, Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo will be offering 4 years no-interest financing on select Bernina models until 2017. See store for details.
Dave's Bernina, serving Utah County since 1960. Father and Sons, a family business. Let's ask Richard Borgett more about it.
We service all brands. Any machine that you're frustrated with and you feel like used to work great but it's just not the same anymore, then bring it in and we'll help you. I think it's time to come look at a Bernina. See how sewing can be fun again.
Free classes and a warranty with every new and used Bernina purchase.
Hey, Bernina.
268 West Center Street in Provo and at the corner of 7th East and St. George Boulevard. Check us out at Twitter, Facebook, and davesbernina.com.
And this is the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria Shalea sitting in for Tim Hughes along with Tom Bettis this morning. The open house at Staker Parson Landscape Center until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And Shannon's back with us. And Shannon, that means 15% off on all your wide variety of products.
Yep, that's right. 15% off on all of our landscaping products. We have products ranging from playground sand to playground chips, rubber mulch, rock products from brought in from all different areas of the western United States. We have barks, mulches, topsoils. Lots of products to get you started and get all your landscaping needs taken
right.
care of.
Cool colors.
Absolutely.
And you guys are the nicest people ever. So if they bring in their square footage, you're going to be able to help them out.
Absolutely. We have a great friendly staff here that's willing to help bring us your dimensions. Draw us a map of your yard. We'll be more than happy to help you figure out how much you're going to need.
Today, bring the kids.
Absolutely. We have hot dogs. We're making rock dolls. The kids are planting seeds, and they're going to be able to watch their plants grow. We have a big sandbox out there for the kids to play in. The weather's not stopping us. We're having so much fun.
And next week, this is the 15% off today only here, but next week, for those people who live closer to Salt Lake, you have one in Salt Lake too.
Absolutely. Our Beck Street location, it's actually a bigger selection than what we have here. The address is 1670 North Beck Street. Next week, we're going to be there from 8 to 4.
Shannon, we've had a great time here today.
It's been fun.
Thanks so much for helping me out. Again, we are at Staker Parson Landscape Center, 2350 South and 19th West. You want to come out and see the great things they have until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Maria, I wanted to really quick make a quick correction in the last segment. Someone asked the active ingredient in the over-the-top 2. I told them the other major grass killer out there, the active ingredient actually is Cethoxidem. I don't know that it matters to anybody, but just out of being correct, I wanted to do that real quick.
Okay, I think we're going to try and take or squeeze in at least one more call here. Let's talk to Della in Pleasant View. Good morning, Della.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I have a couple of questions. The first one is about my lawn. Last year when I talked to you, you said the best thing to do was to kill out the bad grass in the spots that they were in and then reseed. Well, I guess we reseeded too soon this year because it's frozen and nothing is coming up. So I need to know a good time to put down the other grass seed.
What city are you in again?
I'm in Pleasant View.
Pleasant View. Okay.
Right below Ben Lomond.
I'm familiar with where you're at, and your soil should be thawed out by now. Can you work the soil?
It's muddy after this last rainstorm.
Okay,
we just
let it dry out just a bit to where it's still fairly moist, but you can work it. Put some new grass seed down. Don't bury it more than a quarter inch deep, and then the grass seed is inexpensive enough that you should be fine to do that.
Okay, could we rake where it's at and then put the grass seed down?
Yes, exactly.
Put something over it?
Don't put anything over it. Maybe just like an eighth inch of peat moss would be it. And it's cool enough and wet enough that it shouldn't be too hard to keep that soil moist.
Okay. And another question I had, I'm trying to find a haydite rock to put in my pond. I got online, and they're using it back east, and that. And what it does, it takes the chemicals or something out of the water and doesn't allow moss and slime to grow, but yet it's good for fish in that. And I can't find it around here.
I apologize. I haven't heard of that one. I'm not really the biggest pond person. I know of a few folks that are pretty good with them that you could check some different distributors. I know J&J has a pretty good pond selection. I believe Valley Nursery does too. But I am unsure of where to get them.
Okay.
I would do a search online or have one of your kids do a search online for you. That's probably the best way to find it. All right, Della, thanks so much for your call. And this has been the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria Chaleos, Ton Bettis. Open house at Staker Parson Landscape Center underway till 3. And Ton, it's been fun. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for coming.
Have a great Saturday.
It's been good.
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
Here's Rob Bruff, Executive Vice President of Marketing at Zions Bank, on why they're involved with Teacher Feature.
Well, when I think about Teacher Feature, I think one of the most rewarding things about being involved with Teacher Feature is the opportunity to really get to know these teachers. And as you read their stories from those who have been touched by them, whether they're students or parents or past students, you recognize the tremendous impact that teachers have on all of our lives. And it's really gratifying to be able to provide recognition for the great work that teachers do. You know, we talk a lot about heroes in our society, and we talk about sports heroes, we talk about heroes in entertainment or in politics or other areas, but we don't often enough recognize the great work that our teachers do. They really are the true heroes in our community.
Learn more about the KSL Zions Bank Teacher Feature Program by going to ksl.com.
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
Is KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic.